All right, it's 7 o'clock. We're going to go ahead and call the meeting to order here. All right. Do I have a motion to accept the April minutes?
I so move.
I'll second.
All those in person, no problem with it. I didn't see anything. So, all those in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Motion carries. Motion to accept the financial statement. Also move to accept this. I will.
I'll second.
Mr. Yusbaum?
Yes.
Mr. D'Alessandro?
Yes.
Mr. Witt?
Yes.
The bank statements.
I have a motion to accept the bank statement.
I so move.
I'll second.
Mr. Newstone?
Yes.
Mr. D'Alessandro?
Yes.
Mr. Witt?
Yes.
Takes us up to your bills. Is that bills?
I've got
some dynamics.
Five then and now purchase orders. We got one for Caterpillar Financial Services for $48,173.76, and this would be the first payment for the loader. And I got one for Morning Hope Services in the amount of $32,750 for the garage addition. And I've got one for Ian Electric for $7,000. Which would be the upgrade of the
service
over here and the new addition. And Magic Garage Door is $7,680 for doors and the new addition. And Gerber Lumber and Hardware for $16,000 for lumber for the new addition.
Okay. do we need to do those individually?
No, I think we can do them all together.
Do them all together.
Yeah.
All right. Do I have a motion to accept the then and nows?
I so move.
I'll second it.
Okay, Mr. Nussbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Alessandro?
Yes.
Mr. Wittes?
Yes.
Ready for bills? Okay. Well, if we had any questions about the bills, is there anything on there that... I guess my one question I have is, I see that we don't have Kittering Fire Department's check again for May, and I was wondering why we don't have their check. Kittering Fire Department's check was, the contract we signed with them was to pay them in April.
I don't have a bill.
Have they always submitted a bill?
What?
Have they always submitted a bill?
They should have, because we get one from each way.
I can do that. I gave you a copy of this. How much were you thinking that should be in there?
Well, it's half of their 35, so it'd be the 17,500.
35,000?
It's like their normal contract. It's a contract they've had in the past with us.
We're not going to have enough money to pay that. Because we paid East Wayne, we paid them half. And, you know.
Wasn't that money encumbered? Mm-hmm. Wasn't that money checked, accounted for? I mean, that money should have been set aside for that.
We had $72,000 appropriated for fire.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a contract I'm going to have to look at that at home and see what's on those purchase orders.
We have a contract with East Wayne for $35,000 and we have
$35,000.
With Kittering for $35,000, and then Orville is paid as needed.
I'm not sure that we made out a purchase order for Kittering. I'd have to look at it now. I don't know.
Well, I can tell you right now that we'd be in breach of contract right now, since we didn't pay them in April, you know?
I don't know.
Good, well, find out, because we need to get them paid.
So you're saying we should pay them 17.5 or 35 now?
We'll pay half now. Half of it was now and half of it was...
What do you have on that?
Over.
When did we do that, remember?
Well, we signed that contract.
Last year.
Yeah, end of last year. Would have been the same, would have been the... Our year-end meeting, should have been, I don't know, 28th or something.
I have the minutes that way. I have it in the minutes that way.
That kid was repaid in April?
No, not necessarily in April, but a $35,000 contract. But,
Well, the contract states it'd be April.
Well, all I have is January 17th through December 17th. You have the contract with you?
That's what I was digging for.
Know that I have that on the list.
I'm almost positive it said April and November.
What was that?
I'm almost positive that it said April and November.
Yeah, I don't have that one with me.
You have it with you?
No, I do not.
Yeah, I think that's just my oversight. I just missed that.
Okay.
I paid.
Do we need?
I got a bill from East Wayne.
Yeah.
And I paid that.
Well, you don't know if we need a then and now, though. You don't know if we need a then and now.
No, because it's in here. It's a contract.
Okay.
I can get a check and.
Then we can. So we can approve the check and then. And then sign it later.
17.5.
Yeah.
And then we'll do 17.5 when do the next one.
Yeah.
Okay. You want me to, you want to add it on here and then just prove it, and then I'll write the check, then get it to you.
Yeah, that's all.
Just add it.
So then in May's minutes, it'll show that we paid them, right? And then we'll sign the check while.
Well, if we prove it now, then Jerry can print the check and then.
Two people sign it.
Yeah.
We can do it that way.
Yeah.
Okay, I wrote in here, Kidder Volunteer Fire Department, first half of 2017 contract. 17.5.
Okay. Move that we pay the bills, including the Kidder Fire Department, I move that we pay the bills and then...
Well, I have one question about that then. What about the Orville Fire contract, $500? That's only if we get billed, right?
That's only if we get billed.
That's enough.
So. Do you want me to say it again?
What?
Do you want me to repeat it?
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. Kittering, paying...
No. Who made the motion?
I made the motion.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. Mr. Nusio.
Yes.
Mr. Dillson.
Yes.
Mr. Wills.
Yes.
should have. And Kevin was gonna give you a copy of the Melway bill.
Yeah.
Okay. Or estimate or whatever. So, that's a copy of what the roads are gonna roughly cost to do the roads we're doing this year. Looks like we're looking right at a $196,865.83 roughly. So, I don't know if you had a chance to look at any of these roads. Or do you think any of them, there's any problems or?
And that was under what we had originally thought, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think we were thinking it's going to be right around 110 or something to that, or 210, or not two, yeah, 210. Questions about it at all? No? Any other questions? We're going to approve these roads then. I move that we approve the roads that we have on this list to get chip and sealed. So, is that a second? Yes.
Alexander.
Yes.
Yes.
I received an email about the 201 updating. If you know what that all entails, now.
It's the 201 is the Kidder Sewer territory and Lake Harmony. This is not new, this has been done, and the reason to come back up again is because the county joined NEPCO, and NEPCO requires that to update.
I think it's 7 years, 5-7 years.
Yeah, I don't want to say 5 years, but I could be wrong, but yeah, if for a couple of years the county was not in NEPCO, and in the last year they rejoined it, and so there's really no change. I will not be able to go to the hearing. They have an open house, or I should say, move on. Have a hearing. I believe the 23rd or something like that. There.
It's a 23rd. They had 2 days.
There. Yeah, 2 days here. So
23rd and 25th, I believe.
Other than that, that's normal procedure.
The electric aggregation. They've been calling me, wanting me to send back a signed copy. I've not heard back from the prosecutor's office greenlighting that yet. I've repeatedly called and tried to get a hold of them, and I've not gotten anywhere. I guess I'm kind of at a loss where to actually proceed with that with them, since I can't get a return call from them on that. I guess I'm not sure where they're. I don't know if one of you guys wants to give them a call and see if you get someplace. I don't know what's happening, but I'm not getting anywhere, so.
Yeah, well, I could try.
Yeah, give him a try again, see if, you know, what's going on. I'm not sure what's actually going on in the market, so. Well, we had talked earlier, I should say earlier, in last year, when we did our employee compensation package, we talked that we'd revisit some of it again here in the spring, and so I guess we ought to look at that again, and I don't know if we want to, if you guys want to go into executive session to discuss that some.
We're just talking about Scott's pay, right?
That's
not,
I was thinking, yeah.
I don't think that it would adversely affect, you know, people that are competing, or I don't see why we'd need to if we're just talking about.
Yeah, that's fine with me. So. Right. We said that, you know, he'd wanted $20 an hour, and I've talked to the road superintendent and Scott Booth for that matter, and seems like it's working out really good. He does a good job. He knows how to drive a truck. Of course, he's done it for
right
30 years, so it's not a surprise that he knows how to. So he does a good job. So I think that we ought to, you know,
hold up our end.
Hold up our end, and, you know. So,
The only, I guess, if we're gonna bump him up, then another dollar to 20 would be what day that starts, or what, when it's effective. If it's 6 months from his start date, or the first of some, you know,
June. Or, I was thinking, you know, you do like the first of June. I mean, it would be a middle of the year. And,
yeah, that's fine with me.
I was thinking that June 1st would be the, you know, would make most sense to me. So I guess I'll make the motion that we give Scott a dollar an hour raise starting effective June 1st of 17.
I'll second.
You made the motion.
I made the motion, yeah.
Nearsbaum?
Yes.
Del Sandro?
Yes.
Wes?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Fire runs. Did you get a report from East Lane? Like East Wayne had 59 total runs for April, and Sugar Creek Township they had 10. Kidron had 18 runs. For April. It's like they had 12 runs.
In the township?
In the township, yeah.
How many total?
18.
18.
And I have Kidron's for last month, but I forgot them on my counter. Walked right past it and left it there. So that's completely my fault. So I apologize for forgetting to bring that tonight. We got a public records request, and Jerry didn't have a copy of the contract. I guess you didn't have a copy of that contract that was proposed that we had sent East Wayne for them to look at. So that's a copy of that contract, and I had given that copy to Mitch. He is the one that requested it, so I gave him a copy of this contract. So
is this the one that to fulfill the request?
Yes,
you already done
it. I already fulfilled it. That's for your records. So of what East Wayne has spent money from Shirt Creek Township on in 2017 for January, February, and March. And then they have on there their Bureau of Workers' Compensation
certificate,
yes. So the other thing that, other main thing that I have yet is, well, I have two things yet, but what we want to do with our legal counsel. I talked to the law firm of Columbus, and they said if we don't have the funds to pay, obviously they're withdrawing from the lawsuit. So they withdrew from the lawsuit. I talked to the prosecutor's office, and they said that they were unable to provide representation for us because they also represent Bachman Township. So
these are the last contracts that we got. I mean, last bill that we got.
I don't know, Jerry just slid them down here, I'm not sure. Okay.
So imagine the one you circled as a total outstanding.
Yeah, that we got this here since the last meeting.
So I guess our options are limited. I guess we can turn it into insurance.
Have you contacted the Ohio Planner?
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, talk to them and see what they, you know.
Yeah. My understanding, they would. Mm-hmm. You need to get a formal statement from them.
Yeah. So that would be.
You said it's your understanding, Mel, that they would.
I believe so. At least I would make formal contact with them, and if they will, they'll give you something. If they won't, they'll give you something. If they won't do that.
Since your last contact with the county prosecutor, when they formally responded, I got that in an email.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, have you talked to them about some of the stuff in their response, or whether we're planning to provide or appoint an outside attorney, or from what I understand, also they can't just say it's a conflict of interest and wash their hands of it either. There may be a way they could appoint someone else to step in. I don't know that that's the best route for us, but it's better than being not represented if the insurance doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, we most definitely need to have
representation. So I didn't know, yeah, if you had contacted or Mel or anybody contacted them since their response saying that they have a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Okay.
So does anybody want to contact the Ohio Plan and try to find out if they'll...
Well, since I'm trying to get in contact with the prosecutor's office anyway, maybe I can get my foot in the door with the lawsuit and slide in the aggregation and the same phone call.
That would be great. Okay. Well, we'll go that route.
But somebody will ask, still need to...
Yeah. So... all right. The only other thing I have is... if we're still talking levy for November.
I don't know where all the information is. I do know the legal entities are in discussion of what's going on with the village endowment. My suggestion would be that Russ pass a resolution stating that Sugar Creek Township exempts the village of Dalton of all or any levies that is put on by the township trustees. If you do that, there's a possibility, chance, that they may not withdraw and stay in the township, but would not have any right or any reason to vote on any levy that the township trustees put on, no matter what it is.
I posed that question on the civil matrix to the prosecutor because the last time I was in there physically talking to him, I asked him about that, if you could exempt a village from a fire and EMS levy that's within a township. And their short answer was, no, you can't, but they wanted to research it more. So I posed the question, shoot, that was back in, I think, February, that I'm not sure that I've heard back yet. So... that's fine, and I agree that we should exclude them.
I would at least.
But I don't know that you can.
I would at least propose a resolution, put it on the table, let both entities look at it and come back with an answer before you decide on a levy.
I guess the only way I'd be interested in doing that is if they're going to give up all their voting privileges completely for the township then. Because otherwise, they're going to get a vote on trustees and they won't pay any taxes and
right.
They won't have any...
which that can only happen if they withdraw, right? Because we can't say, you can't vote.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, I would
without
think
forming a district.
Yeah. I don't think they should have the right to vote if they're not going to, if they're not interested in paying taxes alongside the rest of us. That's...
if it would work that they would not vote on any levy and still be in the township, they would still be paying tax, some taxes to the township. What the Inside Millage Limited, which has been set up since 1934 or 35.
That's pretty good. The Inside Millage, if I remember correctly, was between $15,000 and $17,000. Yeah. So it's not a very large amount. So. And they're going to be, if they would run for a trustee position and get it, they could levy taxes on the rest of the township and not be paying the living bridge tax or anything else. So,
that has to be certain that they could be legally done. What I don't know. So, I ask for information.
Have either of you spoken with the mayor at all recently about where they stand? Because I haven't.
I have not heard anything from the commissioners. It's got to go through the commissioners' hands also. I have not heard anything. I know they had a work session last week. Am I right, according to paper? I think something did. Yeah. And I haven't heard any, I haven't talked to anybody since. But until you get a firm handle on which way this is gonna go, we still got some time in for putting fire levy on, get some work working days here. Probably within a month, you probably hear, I would assume you hear something from legal at that point. But I know there are discussions. Since we had a work session last week, so maybe something will come out. I think that's what the paper said, if I can correct.
I might just call and see if I can't get a meeting before I go back to work. Cause that seems to, it's a little easier, at least for me. Might be able to get in there with somebody and get some more concrete answers on that.
Do you have anything else?
Yeah, I got, I had Larry Orr, I met with Larry Orr at Three Manila Drive. He crawled down in the culvert, took pictures, and gonna work up something, two angles to do that, and be in contact with Mark Spademan. I know Mark Spademan has contacted ODNR. When I talked with Mark, Monday, I believe, he hadn't heard from ODNR, because there's some things that they'd be able to do and not do, and cost-effective things for that, so that's where it's at.
Okay.
I'm in Buffalo Run.
Yep.
And I also have a letter. To Cherry Creek Township, this is to inform the township that as of May 31, 2017, I am resigning my position as a township trustee of Cherry Creek. Have a consumer thing too. They want to board on the road out here at the old Chet's slave ball place.
Just
west here. And they want it okay. So I move that we give them the okay to do that. They go 36 inches from the bottom of the ditch line. We need to sign them and then put on a call when work begins. Snyder's been doing quite a bit of their work. So. Take a look at that. There's gonna be another trashy topic.
What is?
The old Chet's slave office.
Who bought it? I never even heard of it.
Oh, I can't think of the guy's name. He owns a couple houses in Lake Harmony, and there's an old road making the way down where the old cabins used to be. It's a name I can't give it to you.
It's fine. All right, well, guess we'll vote on the road board here, unless you have any other questions about that.
I shall move that we give permission.
For the road
yes.
board? Okay. I'll second it. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Approve, same. Motion carried.
I guess we need to accept your resignation for...
Don't have to.
We don't have to accept it.
You can if you want to, that's your deal, you.
I think it'd be 4 months, so I would say so. I move that we accept Mel's resignation as of May 31st. Do I have a second? I'm gonna do a roll call.
Anderson?
Yes.
Mr. DeLisandro?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
I'm staying.
Do you have anything else then, Jake?
Nope, I just, Mel, thanks for all your years of service to the community, both as a fireman and a trustee. And I haven't worked with you that long, but still, all the dedication is much appreciated.
This community does owe you a great thank you for service you've provided for about 48 years. You've been a trustee, so thanks for your service. We appreciate it. So, I guess the other thing was, we'll end up having to appoint someone.
I'm not familiar with that process other than, I mean, I know we gotta both agree, but on how, yeah, I don't know that process. I'll have to research or ask somebody or,
yeah,
make sure everything's done properly.
Yeah, I think we have 30 days to the end of his to finalize that, so if I understand it correctly, but yeah, it's gonna take a little checking into. That might be something to,
yeah,
talk to the rest, pile onto them. Yeah. They might not talk to you anymore after you go up there with that many questions. If you don't have anything else,
no, it wasn't.
Why, I guess we'll open it up for public comments.
Question, Mr. DeLisandro, why did you go to the Wayne County Prosecutor now? Why is it okay to go to the Wayne County Prosecutor and ask for legal assistance, and it wasn't in 2016 when you hired that Columbus firm?
Because
what happened?
I still maintain that that Columbus firm was the best legal representation the township could have, and we didn't fire them. We can't pay them, so they quit. Which I mean, anybody would do that. If you can't pay, you're not going to keep working for somebody for free. So the next option would be to ask the prosecutor to represent us. And of course, they can't because of a conflict of interest.
Why are they okay now and they weren't back there? What was the difference? Can you tell us?
Like I said, I still maintain that I would rather have the Columbus firm represent us.
At a cost of what, $47,000 versus free?
They wouldn't have represented us anyway.
They would have had you gone, you're telling me, had you gone in 2016, they would not have represented you?
Yes, because it's a conflict of interest now.
In 2016, before you hired the Columbus firm.
And in 2016, yes.
You said they would not have hired, they wouldn't have...
Can I ask you to sit down, please?
No.
Well, then I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Yeah, you can either sit or you can leave. You don't need to.
He can stand up. I guess I can stand up. Mr. Steiner, he stands up.
But you're not going to come up here and point your finger and disrespect this board.
I'm going to ask you a specific question, and I want an answer.
Calm down.
I am. I'm just asking
you an answer. I gave you an answer. If you want to have a longer talk, you can talk to me outside or you can call me. Because you're not going to stand up here and disrespect this board and point the finger in my face.
Well, I guess you know what? You know why this township is in the disaster we are in? Is because Mr. Steiner is the man that has put us in all of the problems we've got into.
Earl Miller, could you please leave? Earl Miller.
You could leave.
Earl Miller.
You have slandered me once, mister, and you will not slander me again in another meeting. Mr. Nussbaum, recall that slander?
You're welcome to stay.
Yes, you better leave.
You've been asked to leave. Just so you know, I'm calling the Wayne County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, go ahead. All right. I've got the right as a citizen to ask questions to you.
In a professional manner.
I think I asked you in a professional manner.
Well, that's to be determined, I guess. I asked you to sit down and you continued to disrespect this board.
That's discrimination. You want a discrimination lawsuit? You can't give one person one right and you deny it for the other, can you?
And who's standing up?
Yes or no,
Jane? Who's standing up making a fool of themselves in front of the board right now?
Pardon?
Who's standing up and disrespecting the Sugar Creek Township Board of Trustees right now? And who was asked to sit down?
Mr. Steiner can stand up. Am I correct?
I'm not going to argue with you, Earl.
Yes, I'm aware. That's right.
There's been a meeting, mister, that guy has stood up. Don't sit down, wiggle your nose.
Yes, we're having a township meeting right now, yes.
As a citizen, we have the right to
stand up, yelling at people in the audience and the board. Matt Nussbaum? My number would be 330-317-7070. Correct. All right, appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.
So, here soon we will be losing our staff. We are averaging 2 calls a day. That does not necessarily mean we are running 2 calls a day. We have days that we're running between 5 and 10 calls a day. We cannot handle that as a volunteer department. So I want people to be aware that response time is going to be effective. And you may not even get these 25 districts, even if you live right next to the station. You may be getting a neighboring department, so people need to think about that. It's consequences of decisions made. In the last couple of days, I've been sitting around thinking, looking back over the last few years since the formation of our district. Everything we've gone through, and something that's really bothered me is when I look at some of the things said about the members of the district, the board members of the district, some of the flat out lies that have been said, personal attacks on members of the district board and the district. I think back to things, something I've heard several people say, I've read in the paper numerous times about this community. Something we like to brag about, and that's our conservative Christian values. I was raised under very conservative Christian values, and as a pastor, I was raised with it, graduated from a Christian school. We're in conservative Christian values. Had I not grown up like that, and I was an outsider looking in, and this whole situation was my first example of conservative Christian values, I would have headed the other direction and wanted nothing to do with it. There's some people in this community and in this room that need to do some major soul searching. things that they have said will have negative consequences to people's lives and to people's families. And those people that have been, made it their mission, I'll put it that way because that's essentially what it's been, that have made it their mission to destroy everything that the Eastland virus has been trying to do, the improvements we have been trying to make, protecting people's lives. Those people, next time they sit down and pray and ask God to bless them in their lives, need to think about the consequences of their actions. Next time they step foot in their church acting righteous and pious, they need to think about the consequences their actions are going to have in somebody's life, on somebody's family. It's time to get over our arrogance. It's time to get over our pride. And it's time to actually start living the conservative Christian principles we like to brag about.
Has anybody thought about resolving the lawsuit and just going back to our East Plains Fire District as we originally had planned for 5 years? No more money being spent, we'd all have protection, and they could move ahead and then after that 5 years then decide whether it's the right way to go or not. Money-wise, I think it would be very smart. We talk about taxes for to make more money. I think Alessandro even brought up about maybe fire levy at one meeting. Wouldn't this solve a lot of our money-wise?
Well, we'll still end up with, I mean, how are you seeing that going to solve the problem? I mean, you're solving the problem by leaving the district covering the whole township, correct? I mean, because they're in charge of the whole township. That's what their contract says. They provide fire services for the entire township, Bachman and Sugar Creek. And by doing that, then we're asking them to subcontract for us is what we're basically doing. We're asking them to subcontract with Kittering, with Oroville, to cover our township. And then when it didn't work out in 2015, what happened? Kittering didn't sign a contract. And nobody's disputing that. Kittering never signed a contract.
Well, they were by the legal council because they did not pay them legal without a signed document. It was illegal to pay them.
Yeah.
So and why that's, was there a problem? The problem was Kittering refused to sign a contract.
Okay, so let's say Kittering chooses to, again, not sign a contract.
Well, then they choose not to get paid. Are you going to pay them without a signed contract?
I wouldn't have them do the work for an entire year and then tell them at the end, oh yeah, by the way, we didn't have a contract, so we're not going to pay. I wouldn't use somebody's services for an entire year without paying.
How long did they have that contract, and then when push came to show, they flat out admitted that they hadn't even looked at it. They had that contract over here.
It doesn't matter if they looked at it or not. What I'm telling you is that where the problem comes in, it doesn't. If they didn't sign it, they didn't sign it. It doesn't matter if they read it or not. They didn't sign it, right? So if they didn't sign it, that doesn't make any difference if it's read.
You're laying the burden on the Eastland Fire District when the Eastland Fire District presented them a contract and they wouldn't even come to the table to negotiate.
Okay, but
and
do you
they didn't get a contract, so
do you use somebody's services for an entire year without a contract and then at the end of the year say, thanks for your free services? I mean, I know you didn't have a contract, but
here's the thing, Matt. They probably made a mistake there and probably should have said, you know what, you're just not going to cover it until you sign a contract. But they were trying to work with Kidder, and it wasn't until later on they were advised, you can't pay them without a contract. All Kidder simply had to do was sign a piece of paper, and the whole problem, they made it a problem so then it could be popped. All they had to do the sign and we've gotten money to everybody that's been happy. But you can't lay this on the district because they said, okay, you sign this contract and thus give us the whole township and the whole subcontract. They did what they said they would do. They presented a contract for $35,000 to Kidron and gave them the good sign.
Why do you think they didn't?
Who?
Kidron. Why didn't you think Kidron not? Why do you think they didn't sign your contract?
They're trying to make a statement. There's $35,000, and they can continue to operate as they were. As they were. We weren't going to try to, the district wasn't going to try to tell them what to do. It was, here's money, continue operating as you are. They just refused to sign because they didn't like his name anymore.
Because we, or our board, Sugar Creek Township's board, presented East Wayne a contract, a one-year contract that could have ended the lawsuit. And that board didn't sign it, so.
What could have ended the lawsuit is just hiring a contract that was already in place. Just write it out for 5 years and be done with it. If you don't like it, change it.
What I'm trying to illustrate is there's probably things in a contract that they didn't like.
They wouldn't even come to the table and talk about it.
The things that were written in that contract, I was there at the meeting when the attorney went over it, and the things that were in writing were state mandates that he said he puts in writing just to bring to their consciousness of things that they need to be adhering to state regulations.
So if we offer East Wayne a contract that gives you $35,000 a year, same as always, you operate except you contract with us, and that's rejected. Why?
Well,
I don't expect you.
Why should they sign a different loan when they already have a contract with you that you're disputing? So why should they sign a different contract? They already have one.
Because it could end. It could end a lot of legal spending on both ends.
Couldn't you honor the contract you guys signed to begin with?
Well, that was voted on by people that shouldn't have voted in the first place, but.
Well,
that's neither here nor there at this point.
Well, no, anyway, he's sitting right there, so that had no bearing on whether that contract passed or not. And that's the one that voted that shouldn't have voted, and that voted no.
I'd like to make sure you understand completely that prior to that meeting, I had zero knowledge of any contract that was coming.
Right.
Zero, none. Just a minute, let me talk. I had no knowledge of a contract coming that night. I had absolutely none. I had never seen that contract. Didn't know it was coming. Didn't know Mr. Wiss was going to be stepping down as a board member. Was never notified of that. Had no clue that was going to continue and that was going to actually happen. That wasn't, you know, would have been nice to have a heads up on that. But, I had zero chance to get any legal representation prior to that vote. You know, you think that that's just cut and dry. But, you know, there was a lot of things that happened at that meeting that I had no knowledge was ever even coming. And so how do you know what's actually going to happen?
What do you mean how do you know what's going to happen?
How do you know?
You were supposed to abstain from voting and you did it. And it doesn't matter what your vote was, your vote was no, so that doesn't change the contract at all.
Yeah, but, okay, whatever. We'll just let it at that point.
Okay.
Yes, Steve.
I guess I'm a little, we can keep talking about what's happened in the past. That's not going to help us. What's happened has happened. What we need to do now is look at what we can do going forward. We can blame everybody that we want in the past, but that will never help the situation. What we need to do is continue from this point on, seeing how we can get out of this situation. So arguing, discussing what's been in the past, I don't think it's doing anything any good.
Yes.
The situation has been created by you guys. We have, 4 years, 3.5 years left of this contract, basically. It's gonna be, it'll probably be another 6 months. We'll be down to 3 years of this contract, and it's been, what did you say, $47,000 so far of legal fees? That money can be much better used to paying the district or the district and the fire departments within that district. Much better use of that than we're broke. You know, we
You knew, I remember a meeting back in July when Mr. Berg went through the budget, projected budget, said we are in trouble then. And you guys offered to help. I mean, we're in trouble. Okay, we're in trouble. There's no solution to that trouble that's coming ahead. And here we are now, and we're still in this mess, broke. Nothing to show for it. We don't have legal counsel now available to move forward with this. It's just a mess. I mean, it's been created, and you're in half to go by this. We had a great district was doing good for the community, but people didn't want good. They just want to keep going. They just wanted to go past what used to be. You know, no accountability of the fire departments to say, well, they're doing a good job, let's contain them this way. No looking forward to what could be expected. You know, years ago, we started forming districts, people won't wait to vote for a levy of any kind, for a fire levy. When now you're looking for a fire levy, you don't even know what the fire districts are going to look like. In the middle of this lawsuit, it's a mess. It's an absolute mess. How are you guys going to think about going forward with the levy now? I just thought I can't. And now you have a village that's breaking away from the township because they see the mess that you guys have created.
Well, a levy that we would put on would say Sugar Creek on it, not East Wayne, and that
this is
that makes a big difference in that.
He's been asked to leave, and he's.
Sir, can you step outside? I'd like to leave.
Pardon? Can you step outside? Come on, here, Mr. Hill.
Sorry. Problems from the yelling and stuff. Yeah. He's pointing at residents here, standing up, and getting in your face.
Down in disorder and stuff. Huh? Just down in disorder. You guys just wanted to leave for tonight? Or?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yep.
I've read that before. There was a land where our property tax rule about our fire district. And the school system, everybody agrees with it. And yet, we're going to sit here and let it fall apart.
Can Mrs. Springs go first? She had her hand up first. Sorry, Charles.
Oh, that's fine. I noticed in the meeting they said that East Wayne did supply you with something, figures as to what they spent money on for January, February, March. So they're showing you some accountability, I guess. I'm going to use some. Do you get the same thing from
Kidder?
I did not hear anything.
I'd be happy to show you or to tell you the dollar amounts that they spent from the township.
Well, it's
actually interesting. For January, they spent $0 from the township. Same with February, same with March. So their expenditures from the township money that they've received from township funds is zero. So they spent no money from the township in those 3 months. So, you know, it's a paper, but that's the extent of the paper.
Well, I mean, I didn't know. I'm just about the paper.
Yeah.
So I was asking, does Kidron supply you with anything that says what they spend the township fund on?
Well, I'm not sure if that was in their contract or not. I'd have to reread their contract to see if that
is
was.
Is it in Delton? Is it in
East Wayne? It is in East Wayne's five. East, it is, yes.
So why would you not put it in both contracts?
So I can't. What?
That's the contract that Chip Comstock wrote up, and that's they brought that
they
on.
Requested.
They, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess another thing, I mean, you liked your lawyers from Columbus so well, and you thought they would serve you well with that lawsuit. I guess the question I have is, why were you using their services then to? I wanted to understand that there was a bit of your contract with Kidron and your contract with Orville. Is that true, or is that correct?
Correct.
So why would you waste their time and our money for them to do a simple contract with Peter and Orville when the prosecutor's office could have done that? And that would have, because is that who did your contracts in the past before a fire district was done? Or who did that then, I guess?
I was not trusting in that.
You spent a lot of money paying a Columbus attorney to do a simple fairly simple contract.
He signed, he did the contract prior mouth to, for Kittering. You know, signed, who prepared the contracts?
You mean like Kittering dealt with the used
guys? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Didn't they bring the contracts to us or you?
The legal counsel, the prosecutor, he went through them. And like each department had their own legal entity and they made up the contracts.
So it's the other, the department's own legal counsel presented to this board, and then...
I mean, why didn't you have them do that too, instead of us, Sugar Creek Township paying quite a large amount of money to the Columbus attorneys to come up with a simple contract? And I guess I never...
Orville's contracted it.
All the meetings, but I never heard that you guys voted on and approved for them to do those things. So you guys had them... you guys hired them to look at the contract with East Wayne Fire District. And that's what you all voted on.
And then.
To begin. And so you never, I never heard at a meeting, but like I said, I can remember.
I forget what meeting it was.
You voted on to give them the permission to do things other than that. So we paid them to do other things other than that East Wayne Fire contract. And you guys never voted on.
No, we did vote to use them in all dealings with the East Wayne Fire District and represent us in all those matters.
Okay, but Kickering, your contract with Kickering and your contract with Orville has nothing to do with East Wayne Fire District.
I don't believe they ever did anything with the Orville contract. Because Orville provides their own contract. They have their own contract.
You supplied them a contract first, did you not? I thought
we passed,
but
I could be
like
I said,
I could be forgetting. But I mean, I guess that's neither here nor there at that point. But I guess I just feel you're using my tax dollar money, and it wasn't approved at a meeting to use this company.
Right,
and
now
you have a bigger
global spend
on that, the
Columbus
attorneys?
A total amount? That would be Jerry's department.
Because I mean, you might as well take that money and wash it down the toilet. Because you absolutely have nothing for it at this point, since they can't, since they're not going to represent you. Right?
So,
what good did that money, what good did it do giving them $30,000?
We have all the work they've done. They'll pass all that information on to the next firm or whoever handles the case from here forward.
Do you have an outstanding balance with them now?
Yeah, I believe so. Just under 7,000.
So I understood that hadn't been, that couldn't be certified or whatnot. How would that, where did that come from, or how, who pays that bill?
We do. And it's going to come from the general fund at some point. It's going to have to.
So attorneys just kind of willing to wait until
they're going to have to. Until we get our, you know, based on the outcome of the lawsuit and what the auditor's office does with our part of the district's assets.
Yeah, I'm assuming that that's during an attack on interest started monthly penalties, whatnot.
We'll see. Have we gotten anything on interest yet, Jerry? Or a late fee or anything? Okay.
I mean, the front row is laughing about commentary being made, which I mean, I find we talk about being professional, I find that highly unprofessional and disrespectful. But, and nobody in this room, I think, would run their business the way that thinks that some of the decisions that have been made as far as paying. I mean, most people in this area like to stay local with their business, but we ran into Columbus for some high power attorney when there were options here. Now we're out.
I guess my question to that comment then would be, why didn't East Wayne use Franz? Because East Wayne had used. I know, but East Wayne.
I'm telling you about your decision.
I know, okay? And I understand that. But I'm telling you.
So, if you don't like to be interrupted, can you please give me the same courtesy? Okay. I have real problem in the fact that Mr. Bird said earlier on, like July or earlier, we were getting in trouble with this attorney thing. You guys would not listen. You pulled forward until it finally got to the point where they had to drop you. Now, how does that look in our township? That attorney had to drop you. because you're not fiscally responsible to pay, continue paying that bill. That's not appropriate.
I don't think it looks any better than our general fund decreasing by, what, 70 some thousand a year for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and now all of a sudden we hire an attorney and it's our fault for the general fund troubles. I mean,
you mean the general fund dropping for 70,000 for what?
How many years has the general fund been decreasing by about $70,000 a year?
4 or 5 years.
Right.
But we always had a carryover. Now we don't have any carryover.
I mean, you go to 75 across the board. You will look at schools, funds that are dropped. I mean, that's you can say that about anything. All funding has been cut. We lost certain means of income in the townships. They're all struggling. I mean, that you can't hold that up as you made a choice. The funding is something that state and federal mandated. So that's not apples to apples entirely.
So
yours was a choice.
What I'm going to say, and as like a kind of a blanket to that, and what I've always, the opinion I've always held about the district is, yes, I understand there's a need in the village, and there's a need for, you know, staffing in Dalton. Nobody's disagreeing with that. Nobody disagrees that paramedics provide higher level of care than an EMT. I'm not disagreeing with that. What I've always said is, how do you fund it? Because so far, East Wayne's put on 4 levies. They've not passed the levy yet, bottom line. So you're running out of your grants running out in September. How do you fund that? And it's not working with Sugar Creek Township voting in it. And I don't know that Bachman's doing any better for the district. And something different has to change, I think, on East Wayne's end. I'm not saying, you know, it's their fault that the levies aren't passing, but something's going to have to change if you want to pass a levy. And I think it'd be better off if, and the board agrees, that if Sugar Creek Township is contracting with East Wayne versus and puts on our own levies, it helps our general fund and it helps East Wayne get paid. And you're still a district with 3 members.
You guys aren't working to help solve the problem. I'm in Sugar Creek Township, and I am serviced by East Wayne, or if it's not a district, I'm serviced by Delton. And to me, I don't see where you guys are working to try to solve the issues that I will have, that Delton is having a difficult time getting volunteers. And you acknowledge that fact, but I guess I'm at a loss to see where you guys are working to try to help solve that problem. Because when they try to put levies on, which I think you guys should be backing wholeheartedly, because if they pass a levy, that's $70,000 out of your fund that you don't have to pay anymore.
That's not true.
That's
not the way their contract reads. Their contract reads that they would still continue to get their money from the township. That's in their contract. You need to
record. There's a levy pass.
Even if there's a levy passed.
Right. Yes, it was.
It states in
the
contract.
Because they can't. You cannot. It's illegal to get funds from the township if there is a fire district levy passed. You can't. You guys can't legally give them money from your federal fund if there's a fire district. Right? Do you not know that?
I couldn't agree more. I agree with you. I agree that it's illegal to do that. That doesn't mean that's not the way their contract reads.
I don't remember their contract, but I have not seen their contract. But I guess it still goes back to, unless you can, is there something you guys are working on to help solve that issue? To where I live, that I would have a difficulty getting service. Have you guys, have a plan for them? Have you guys discussed that? You acknowledge it's an issue.
A plan to provide East Wayne with staffing? Is that what you're...
Well, let's say you don't like the district. Say the district falls apart. It's Delton. It's the fire department in Delton that's going to be responding to my house in Sugar Creek Township. And you know they're having a hard time staffing. If they need staffing to come to my house without anybody there. And you just acknowledged that you knew they were having issues. So have you worked on a way to solve that problem?
If we can get a levy pass, we could possibly be able to provide or increase the amount for a contract.
Solve that problem?
Say that again.
I said, are you looking at another levy that will give them that much of an increase that will help solve that problem?
I mean, as far the last time Don Grimes was in here and Barb Stahl, they said they needed what was it? Like over $100,000 for.
They didn't. I don't think they ever gave us an exact amount that they actually needed.
But it was. It's expensive to staff.
So we're gonna put a levy on that will help. That will take care of that.
If we put a levy on, we would be able to decide how much each entity gets.
That's what I'm saying. And so you just acknowledge that there's an issue with the survey, with having people to respond. And that's what it's going to take to have staffing for people to respond. So are you going to put on a levy that will...
So you want us to put a levy on that's going to support having paid staff there?
Yeah, are you...
That's what you're asking, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So at this point, Bachman Township, Marshallville, and the Village of Dalton have not passed a levy to supply that funding yet. So Sugar Creek Township should supply the funding for all of them? Our township can't provide the funding for all of it.
Oh, right. So how are we going to... How are we going to... Sugar Creek Township to have the funds to supply all of the staffing.
So what percentage of the staffing should we... what percentage do you think we should provide?
I don't know. That's why you guys are on the board and I'm not.
It's been asked to the East Wayne Fire District what they need from the township, and I'm still waiting for an answer on that one. So, but I'd like to read out of this contract for you. And this is the contract that we have with East Wayne right now. The amount owed as cost of protection.
That's current now. We're talking about the contract, the 5-year contract with them.
Okay.
One states that whenever a levy passes,
I don't believe that one's the. I believe that one's exactly identical.
Okay, well, read what you have there now. So, the contract we're working with.
The contract we're working with is the amount owed as cost of protection shall automatically be amended to reflect the current amount of $35,000 and then 50% of any additional amount generated by a new levy. So they're going to get 50% of any levy that we would put on. Yeah, even though they don't cover 50% of the tax base that they would, they cover 46, I think, too.
Is that population or is that miles?
No, that's 40%. That's 46% of the tax base. So if the tax base is $100,000, they're doing 46. The houses that they're covering would be 46.
So you're asking for half. Okay, yeah. But you said that they're asking for half plus the addition, plus
the 35, yes.
Which, I mean, at least from everything I've been told in the past, that once the levy passes, you guys can't take the funds from your.
Mm-hmm.
So I just can't imagine that that's.
Their levy, the township levy passes right. Itself, we would get 50% of the
pay. What are you saying? Is it 35 plus?
I guess on a different note, sad to see Mel go. But if we're looking forward on healing things in the future, I think most of the people sitting in this room have figured out that Matt and Jake already know who, or they're probably Matt to follow who is going to be appointed on board. And in my opinion, Matt, this is just my opinion is Mel has abstained from voting on a lot of things that have cost this township money. Yes or no?
He's
abstained from voting on spending on bills that you guys are just spending money left and right. Yes or no?
He's abstained from voting on bills. Sure.
Okay. That we're all complaining about you spending money that didn't need to be spent. Okay? So, my hope for you two is that whoever gets appointed as the third person on the board isn't who Mitch tells you to appoint. Because the problem that this township is having in the trust of the trustees in the township is the same problem that Bachman Township is having, because that idiot sitting right next to Mark, right next to Mitch.
We don't need to call names.
Okay, but I'm just saying, we need to get the trust back in the people. Right now, the trust in Sugar Creek Township isn't in either one of you two. It's in Mel. That conservative view in Mel is who we need to place on the board to make sure that we can right the trust of the whole board. Yes or no?
That was a statement.
Huh?
I think that was a statement.
No, it's not. We need the person on the board that gets trust back in the board. Yes or no?
I would agree.
Okay. So I don't know how the whole process, like you said, I don't know who you guys look to. But my feeling thought is either somebody that is a board member from the past or somebody that got next majority vote in the last election. Because that was who the people were voting for. Not somebody you two just decide to appoint. Is that fair? Is that a fair statement?
I think we'll look at a number of different people.
I'm just including
Blake Nussbaum, if that's who you're referencing.
Is that who it was?
I'm assuming if you're going to reference the next person down in the vote, well, you knew who it was. It was Blake. It was Blake.
Okay.
Yes.
This is my ignorance and all of this numbers stuff. When you're talking about tax base, and when you're splitting Sugar Creek Township into East Green Belt portion versus Kidron, and you're going by the Kidron side has a bigger tax base. Is that tax base bigger because they have more companies and businesses over there? You know, do they have, if you look at population between this part of Sugar Creek Township versus the Kidron coverage area of Sugar Creek Township, are those numbers? Because I guess when I look in Dalton, East Wayne had 10 calls in Sugar Creek, Kidron had 12. You know, that's pretty equal. And if you're talking about a 60-40 difference, you know, 75, 25, I don't know what the difference is in tax base between this part of Sugar Creek and the Kidron part of Sugar Creek.
You want this? It's got, I could read it to you, but you can have it. It's got all the percentages of calls and...
No, it's not that. I'm asking about the, how are we doing tax base?
I don't know if it's the more businesses. I can't answer that question. I guess I don't know the answer to why the tax base in one area is higher than the other.
And it's actually 40%. Kidron's 57, Orville's 3, the tax area.
Yeah. But so, I mean, I guess I'm wondering,
I don't know
do
why
they
it
have
wouldn't
that
be.
Many more people? Have we looked at population? Because I guess when you figure on running calls, it would be based more on population. They may have more population than the other half. I have no idea. I'm asking.
Well, you would think that you would divide it according to your tax base. I mean,
if they would have a lot of industry that brings in a lot of taxes, I would think you would divide it on their you know.
Nobody in this room is super excited when the federal government takes money from them and takes that money and sticks it in downtown Cleveland or downtown Detroit or any other place. I mean, nobody's excited to see their money leave.
Money to protect people and that are dealing with people's lives and homes. So I guess I'm looking at it as more of, instead of splitting it tax-based-wise, like I said, look at population and divide it, and like I said, and they may, I have no idea. Does anybody know? Is there more people in the Kibber Park than in this park? Does anybody know any figures of those?
Should it be based on run data? I mean, you guys have been pulling run calls.
Yeah, so in 2016, in Sugar Creek Township, East Wayne made 119 runs. Kittern, 146. Reveal, 7.
And were those, all those from Kittern, were they actually the Sugar Creek Township
yes.
ones?
Yes.
That's why it was 18-12.
I got that from dispatch.
Okay. That,
so, I mean, Kittern does do a substantial amount of work.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to brush over on the Delta side because we don't have the businesses that Kittern has. And so does that mean Kittern's get better fire service because we don't have those businesses over here? They should get better
Kittern.
Kittern. We don't have the businesses here.
Kittern can be happy to have those businesses that support the fire department.
Oh, yeah.
Because in 2015, they didn't get paid. So if they wouldn't have that support from the community, that would have been bad for Kittern.
Hey, go back to that. You know, we're trying to move forward here and have a conversation.
It's the truth. I don't know.
It was our choice. Yeah. It's nowhere. Please, at some point, you've got to move forward. To make this a good township, this is a good township. You know, I love living here. My children even are talking about wanting to build houses on our farms. And so I love to have my grandchildren in this area. But you guys, they have to be responsible. And
all right, is there anything else? All right, if not, I move that we adjourn.
A second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're good. Hey, Jerry. Hey, Jerry.